You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Live Monday mornings at 564-1290. So, welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining us. I'm talking with Andy Caldwell from CoLab and Joe Armendariz, wearing his Santa Barbara Taxpayers Association hat. Also has another hat in his car called the City of Carpinteria Councilman. Where is Carpinteria again? No, just kidding. So
it's halfway through the traffic jam on your way to Ventura.
So that's why I haven't been to Carpinteria in about 10 years. No, I'm kidding. So the bottom line is, I want to revisit this, and either one of you, I wanted you to talk to people who think that alternative transportation should be explored. It's a good thing. And you're talking to those people, and you're saying, all right, you know, you'll give them their due, but call a spade a spade. You're opposed to Measure D 2006 because it's a wolf in sheep. It's just not what it appears to be. It's a radical surgery change from Measure D, and you would support the original Measure D. Would you? Let's assume this fails. How much would you bend on the original Measure D, if any?
Let me say two things. First of all, the regional rail program that they want is regional, not regional countywide, but between counties. It's Ventura County and Santa Barbara County. And the highway is not a local road. It's a state highway. So the first question, and I want Joe to address this, the first person that should step up to the plate for this is the state of California, not local taxpayers. This is not local streets. It's not local roads. It's an inter-regional, inter-county, state highway system and a rail system that would serve. Ventura County has 1 million residents. We have 400,000. Why are we paying for the cost of rail that would go down to Oxnard and Camarillo?
Okay, right. And that was reiterating what you said in the second segment.
Paying for it for 100% of it.
And taking away the few dollars that are left that were supposedly earmarked
potholes
on Measure D. With the increase in the cost of materials, it's dwindling even less. Now, Joe, you wanted to make a broader point about spending.
Well, look, I think that what is really the center of this discussion is the 13 elected officials on SBCAG are in essence telling the taxpayers that the reason they're stuck in traffic, and the reason we have potholes, and the reason we don't have enough expanded bus service is because they are undertaxed. And therefore, if they weren't quite so greedy and were willing to dig deeper into their pocket and give government more money, then maybe we could have the things that I think the average taxpayer knows intuitively is a basic government service. I mean, we're not talking about some esoteric program. We're talking about roads. We're talking about public safety when you think about the fact that there's a special tax in California to fund public safety. I think it's Prop 72. So at what point do we begin to look at the fundamental issue, which is that government is broken in that it's too big and it costs too much? I'll give a very, very basic example. In California, our transportation agency, known as Caltrans, costs $62,000 per mile, compared to the national average, which is about $7,900 per mile. Now, at what point do we begin to look at that differential and start to ask ourselves, what's the problem? Why is it costing California taxpayers so much more to do certain things than it's costing other taxpayers? For example,
did you say 62,000 versus 7,900?
That is absolutely correct. That is a devastating statistic.
I mean, I would expect it to be more.
Well, of course it would be more because everything in California costs more because
it's
worth it to live in California.
But not that
but look,
much.
The bottom line is local sales taxes in California are 198% higher than the national median. We have the third highest gas tax in the nation. Local fees and assessments are close to 40% higher than they are around the rest of the country. So I think that, look, the bottom line is, Andy has made the point, we support Measure D. We understand that public works is an essential government service. As you may or may not know, we're celebrating 50 years of our public works.
You support the original Measure D. Well, just to make it clear in case someone just tuned in.
We do. We supported the first Measure D.
Not the proposed Measure
D. We do not support the proposed because we believe it is a political animal, not a transportation plan. And we frankly think that to ask the taxpayers to pay higher taxes is simply unfair in light of the fact that there's just too much waste, fraud, and abuse in the existing budgets. And before you ask the taxpayers to give you more money, you ought to make better do with what you have.
And this is a sub-argument. This is a sub-argument to the main argument that we're raising taxes, raising the new Measure D 2000 tax, and actually getting less.
A whole lot less.
But your argument from the Santa Barbara Taxpayers Association is a broader argument that you might use many times, but you're drawing it here to this abuse.
Well, let me give you an example. The county of Santa Barbara's budget is $700 million a year. Out of their discretionary monies, they put about $1 million a year into roads. The rest, they either rely on the state, feds, or Measure D. And there's no commitment there to infrastructure. Some of the smaller cities put zero local dollars into roads. And the point here is if that's the case, then we better – and they're raising this tax, telling us it's infrastructure, then we want almost all of it to go to infrastructure, not pie-in-the-sky alternatives that we already got. We already have bike paths that are underutilized in this community. We already have a bus system that, for the most part, is underutilized. We have monies for van pulls. We have monies for electric vehicles. We have monies to buy back old vehicles and subsidize new ones. We got all that. It's underutilized. But they think if they throw more money at it, it'll help things. We don't believe so. Plus, buses and electric vehicles have to run on roads. If those roads are in shambles, then they've just, put literal cart before the horse.
I do want to say that both of these gentlemen came by bicycle today in show of solidarity. Go ahead.
In the city of Carpinteria, we have an electric shuttle. Very charming, quaint little service. Costs the taxpayers about $250,000 a year. Most of the time, I would say 90% of the time, it's empty. There's nobody riding it. In the city of Carpinteria, not to pick on my fellow council members, but a few weeks ago, they approved an expenditure of $1 million to replace a 120-plus-foot footbridge. $1 million for a footbridge in Carpinteria. Some of that money is Measure D. So really, I think it's a legitimate and fair question to ask the bureaucrats and the politicians, are you really making good use of the existing monies before you ask me to pay even higher taxes?
Well, throwing more money out of it is not the answer. I mean, when I went to San Francisco and we're visiting somebody, and we got on the bus. We're downtown. We were going from place to place. There were buses. There were four of us. So at one time, it was better to just take a cab for the money. But everyone's using the buses. Is it just because you have the density? Do we need to just approve all these high density, go to six stories in Santa Barbara, just chock full of people? And then we'll have enough density, and then everyone will use mass transportation?
I think you bring up an excellent point, Mark. The bottom line is—
I should.
Yeah, and rightly so, and I'm proud of you for it. Because, look, you talked about how you support mass transit. Well, and a lot of people do. But let's not be naive about this. If you really want a viable mass transportation system in Santa Barbara, particularly South County, it's going to cost a heck of a lot more than $640 million to get there. You're going to have to invest significant monies to make it viable. And if we're going to do it, we ought to do it with the expectation that it's going to be viable. Otherwise, it just becomes a clever political ruse. And that's just unfair to the taxpayers. And as Andy already pointed out, with the other 50% going to physical infrastructure, and with the cost of raw materials going up exponentially, then you're an underachiever on both accounts.
Well, I think that they made a mistake to not write a measure that would elicit your support.
There was one. Councilman Marty Mariscal had an A plus B proposal. A was going to be infrastructure, B, alternative transportation. We said we'd support it. and he didn't have the votes on SB CAG. Again, he was held hostage by the carjackers on the South County. And the bottom line is they never went through with it. And the theory is the North County may bolt next time and just do a local sales tax in those cities and just leave Santa Barbara's in a transportation mess.
We being, that was Andy Caldwell from CoLab and Joe Armendariz from the Santa Barbara Taxpayers Association. We're pretty much out of time. I did want to just bring this up because we talked about the commuting and the lack of housing, and Andy earlier based in the North County. Always, I think last time we met, felt that the South County is not doing its fair share for housing. And Santa Maria recently just in the LA Times I read, beating out Santa Barbara. Congratulations. So we have St. Francis. They want to build. They want to increase the density there. We have this two projects that are owned by the Santa Barbara County School District. We're really out of time. I'm a strong believer in private property rights, but how big of a hypocrite am I? It's because I oppose changing the density, which would thereby change the whole neighborhood and change everything in the streets and neighborhood where people have been living for 40 years because they have to concentrate and do some high-density development. How big of a hypocrite am I?
I don't think you're a hypocrite. People have two choices, either increased density or quote-unquote sprawl. We only have developed like 7 or 8% of this county. 90% of it is rural. We have room to grow other than cramming people in so that we become
smart
a metropolitan. Yes, right.
Okay, Joe, final word, and we're out of here.
No, I would just say, I agree with that. I mean, look, if you ask the average voter, they'll identify two big concerns. Number one, affordable housing. Number two, protecting agriculture. It's difficult to accomplish both of those things unless you're willing to go more dense.
Joe Armendariz, Andy Caldwell on Radio Real Estate. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's kind of tough to vote for Measure D when you look at the numbers, and I think they convinced me not to vote for 2006 Measure D. Let's see what they could do over at the Chamber of Commerce today. Good luck. We'll come back with a fourth segment with the weekly multiple listing sales update. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.